The sci-fi spectacle Ender's Game comes out on DVD and Blu-ray this week. It's the story of young Ender Wiggin, who is sent to battle school to train for war against invading aliens. The film stars a 12-year-old Asa Butterfield as Ender Wiggin. It also stars Harrison Ford as Ender's stern commanding officer, Colonel Graff.
If we're going to survive, we need a new kind of soldier. One who doesn't think the way we think. Fear the things we fear. One the enemy would never expect.
We need minds like yours, Ender. You'll be the finest commander we've ever trained.
The film has gotten a lot of attention, in part because the author of the book the movie Ender's Game is based on, Orson Scott Card, has made some controversial comments on gay rights. When the movie first came out, we spoke with the director and screenwriter Gavin Hood, and I started by asking him about the kids in the movie, who are not only smarter than the adults, but they seem to have a better moral compass. And I asked him what the film said about the generational divide.
I think what appealed to me as a parent of children is that this is a movie that is about kids and for kids, but also for their parents, in the sense that it's fun and exciting, but it also has some great moral questions at its center, and a character in the form of Ender Wiggin who is morally complex and in search of his own, as you say, moral compass. You know, he has this capacity for real compassion and empathy, but he has an equal but opposite capacity for real violence and aggression. Mm. And in that sense, he's very human.
And the adults in the movie are constantly pushing him to do what they want. I want to listen to a scene here. This is Harrison Ford playing Colonel Graff. He's talking with his deputy about whether or not the training that Ender is going through is a bit too tough.
My God, you really don't see them as children, do you? It used to be a war crime to recruit anyone under the age of 15.
When the war is over, we can have the luxury of debating the morality of what we do.
When it's over, what will be left of the boy?
What does it matter if there's nothing left at all?
Gavin, are we supposed to be sympathetic to the adult characters in the movie?
You know, Jeremy, I think the interesting thing about a film like this is when you're asked about who should you be sympathetic to, I don't think it's for me as the filmmaker to tell people where their sympathy should lie. I think that a character like Graff, played by Harrison Ford, and Harrison would say this, is doing what he thinks he needs to do. All of these characters are flung together in order for the audience to reflect, I hope, for themselves on what their position would be in times of crisis, if you like.
Was there ever a moment in the filming of this when you noticed the fact that one of your actors was this very highly regarded actor, Harrison Ford, who's been around forever, and the other was a newbie, basically?
Yeah. It actually worked for us because Harrison and I chatted, and he said, look, I'm going to just keep my distance a little. The intimidation factor is good. I don't want to sort of mess around with him between takes and have a laugh and then try and come back to this more complicated script. So it helped. We shot the story in sequence. Partly it helped us because little Asa Butterfield grew 2 inches during the course of shooting. I mean, he was just shooting up, which was great for the movie because, he begins the movie as someone who's very young and quite intimidated by the character of Colonel Graff. And so the fact that he was intimidated by Harrison Ford kind of helped us. And by the end of the movie, Harrison had let him in, and by the time he's ready to really stand up to the character of Colonel Graff, he was ready to stand up to Harrison Ford.
Well, let's listen to a scene of the two of them. This is Harrison Ford as Colonel Graff talking to Ender about Ender's dislike for his captain, Bonzo.
But you have a habit of upsetting your commander.
I find it hard to respect someone just because they outrank me, sir.
Puts you in a difficult position, doesn't it?
Yes, sir.
You don't like taking orders from Bonzo?
No, sir.
Perhaps you'd prefer to give them yourself.
Sir.
How'd you like to lead your own army? Dragon Army.
Sir, I've never heard of a Dragon Army.
We discontinued the name 4 years ago. No Dragon Army ever won a battle.
Then why not a new name, sir?
Because we already have the uniforms.
And by the way, that was the line that got probably the biggest laugh of the entire movie in the theater.
Yeah, I love that. Harrison's just so dry, and it's just because we already have the uniform. I do love that scene. It sort of epitomizes the theme of leadership, and that's one of the great themes in the movie, I think.
The movie is breathtaking visually, and I want to ask you about one scene in particular. where they are floating around. All of these kids are floating around this zero-gravity battle room. Yeah. And it reminds me, having just seen Gravity recently, of the difficulty in having actors look like they're floating around in space.
Well, yeah, we had a lot of kids to fly in zero gravity. You know, at times there are sort of 12 or 16 kids flying around altogether. So there were a couple of ways you do it. First of all, we hired a great stunt coordinator, Garrett Warren, who brought in some great acrobats and ex-Cirque du Soleil performers. And then we also obviously hand off a lot of the shots onto pure visual effects, where the, that sounds easy, but it's actually very much more complicated than it sounds, so that you can seamlessly blend the live action into the visual effects and create these battles. In fact, in some of the battles, I think we've got 40 kids flying around. And obviously, they weren't all on wires. You've got close-up work and more immediate work done with real actors. And then you're using CG characters in the background areas, too.
We're speaking with Ender's Game director Gavin Hood, and you're listening to Here and Now. And Gavin Hood, I have to ask you about the controversy surrounding this, which I'm sure you've talked about before. But the idea that Orson Scott Card, by many people, this is the writer of the book, is seen as anti-gay. He has made a lot of comments that are anti-gay. Has that been a problem? What do you make of what he said? And do you divorce what you've done from his original work? Or how does that go in your head?
Well, it's an excellent and very important question and raises some, you know, extremely important debate. I mean, from the outset, let me say, and it's well known, that my position on gay marriage and gay rights is fundamentally the opposite to his. So that raises the question, well, Gavin, why would you make a film based on his book? So here you have a dilemma. And I'm reminded, and this might sound strange, of what happened in my own country in 1995 with the World Cup. And the Rugby World Cup, rugby in my country was really the sport of white South Africans. And yet the country, 1 year after its first democratic elections, was going to host the Rugby World Cup. And our team was still pretty much all white, barring one player. And Nelson Mandela faced a huge dilemma. Many people said, we can't host this, this can't be done, we're not going to endorse this sport that really is conservative white South Africans love this game. And Mandela took the opposite view. He not only supported that Rugby World Cup, he put on the rugby jersey of that team. He walked out onto a field with 64,000 South Africans, probably 1,000 of which might have been black. The rest were 63,000 white South Africans. And they began to chant his name, Nelson, Nelson. It was a huge moment, because he appropriated the very thing that was dearest to them and came back with support and said, I am not judging you. I love this game. Now, that might seem like a stretch, so apologies if it does, but here's how I feel. I love Orson Scott Card's book. So do many gay and straight people. And I imagine lots of people holding that book up and saying, Orson, we love what you said in this book. What you said in this book about compassion and tolerance and empathy for the other is what we love about this book. And I think we should celebrate those. It's better than us slugging it out in the street is to be honest and say, this work of art, in my view, is something I want to support. But these views that you express about gay marriage, I do not support. And the ability to separate those two things, I think, is very important for a calm and sensible discussion about what is a very important topic.
Our interview with Ender's Game director Gavin Hood aired first last November. The film came out on DVD and Blu-ray this week. From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now. Funding for Here and Now comes from the Institute of Contemporary Art, presenting Bill T. Jones in Storytime, a new dance work inspired by John Cage, February 21st through 23rd, ICABoston.org.